Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Proverbs today. So if you find near the middle of the Bible, the Psalms, take a right one book to Proverbs. And we're looking at Proverbs 25. I might take some devotional pauses. I will give some applicational ideas at the end and then close in prayer. And I invite you to do that right along with me. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the wisdom in your word, and in particular here in Proverbs. Help me to gain a mind and heart of wisdom as I read this today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon compiled by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Just a friendly reminder here as we read through these Proverbs. There's not always a lot of thematic verses all in a row. Sometimes it goes back and forth to different things, but you're looking for maybe just one particular proverb that captures your mind and heart today that you can apply to your life. Verse 4, remove the dross from the silver and a silversmith can produce a vessel. Remove wicked officials from the king's presence and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence, or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand. Like apples of gold and settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge in a listening ear. Like a snow-cooled drink at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to the one who sends him. He refreshes the spirit of his master. Like clouds and wind without rain is one who boasts of gifts never given. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough, too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and they will hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is one who gives false testimony against a neighbor. Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is resilience on the unfaithful in time of trouble. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Like a north wind that brings unexpected rain is a sly tongue which provokes a horrified look. Better to live in a corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddled spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is honorable to search out matters that are too deep. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. That's the end of Proverbs 25 and the end of our reading for today. If nothing stuck out to you just from that reading, you may want to go back through. And again, I just encourage you when looking through Proverbs is to just pick out one that really captures your attention and apply that for today. There's lots of good stuff here. So as I'm looking for my own application, I guess what really hit me was the last verse, verse 28, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. The idea back in that day certainly was of the city that had these walls. That was a defense, really. If you broke through the walls, you got to the city. And you don't want to have broken walls when you're a city in defense. So the idea of self-control, being able to control myself through wisdom, through the fear of the Lord, is important in every area, because in that way I am Christ-like. In that way I'm dedicated to God. It's not about just what I want. And so that's what I'm going to apply today, to really think of the character quality of self-control. What about you? Father, I pray that you would help me today through your wisdom to be controlled, through your spirit to control myself in what I think, in what I see, in how I use my time and my body for you today, that I would be thinking of how to serve you and how to serve others. And that, Father, you would help me to be self-controlled in order to honor you. And I'll thank you for all that you can do in and through me. In Jesus' name, amen.